Good morning, everyone. I'm Stefano Miglietta, a research fellow in cellular biochemistry under the supervision of Professor Anna Maria Porcelli at the Department of Pharmacy and Biotechnology of the University of Bologna. Today, I'm presenting my research project, which consists in the study of the role of MCJ mitochondrial chaperonin in the mechanisms of chem resistance and metabolic adaptation of ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer is an extremely aggressive and silent type of neoplasm, as it is totally asymptomatic in the early stages of tumorigenesis. When diagnosis is possible, the tumor already shows metastatic conditions and develops resistance to conventional chemotherapy. It is known from the literature that ovarian cancer has the ability to perform a metabolic adaptation by assuming a bioenergetic profile that is appropriate for the tumor microenvironment. It is also known that the tumor bioenergetic profile is often associated with a mitochondrial modulation of oncogenic pathways essential for tumor survival and proliferation, such as the WNT beta-catenin signaling axis. In the context of ovarian cancer, it is interesting what has been reported in literature regarding the mitochondrial chaperon MCJ encoded by the DNA JC15 gene. It has been reported that its expression has a tendency to be reduced when ovarian cancer takes on characteristics of aggression and chemoresistance to therapies. The role of this protein in the mechanisms underlying therapeutic resistance is still unknown. However, it is known in a non-cancer context that MCJ appears to be able to modulate the activity and assembly of mitochondrial respiratory chain complexes, influencing the metabolic profile of cells. The main aim of this work is to investigate the role of MCJ in the molecular mechanisms underlying the state of chemoresistance and the influence that this protein could have on oncogenic pathways such as the WNT beta-catenin axis. For this purpose, we use two ovarian cancer cell lines, A2780 and A2786, respectively, chemosensitive and chemoresistant to cisplatin, which is a drug used in the clinic as first-line chemotherapy for the ovarian cancer treatment. The condition of chemoresistance of the A2786 is illustrated in Figure A as half-maximal effective concentration. In line with the literature, the expression of MCJ is absent in the chemoresistance line, showed as mRNA levels in Figure B. Hence, we overexpressed MCJ in both chemosensitive and chemoresistant cell lines, and levels of expression of MCJ as protein and mRNA levels are shown in panel C. By evaluating the cell viability of these generated models in increasing concentration of cisplatin, we found the cisplatin chemoresistant cell line has a significant increase in chemosensitivity when MCJ is overexpressed, as shown in Figure 1 and 2. Moreover, as reported in Figure 3, by evaluating the in vitro colony-forming capacity of these cell models, we showed that both chemosensitive and chemoresistant MCJ overexpressing cell lines had a significant reduced clonogenic capability during cisplatin treatment. Since it is known that the mechanism of resistance to chemotherapy and the proliferative capacity of ovarian cancer can be finally regulated by oncogenic pathways such as the WNT beta-catenin molecular axis, we decided to investigate in this field. As reported in Figure 4, we observed that when MCJ is overexpressed, beta-catenin protein levels are significantly reduced in both cell lines. Furthermore, the overexpression of MCJ leads to a significant reduction in the chemoresistant cell line of the pro-tumorigenic beta-catenin molecular targets such as NEI1, and cadherin and ABCC1F4, two of the transporters involved in multidrug resistance, as shown in Figure 5 and 6. In this context, it has been reported recently that this oncogenic pathway can be regulated by oxygen-reactive species from the mitochondrial oxidative activity. For this reason, we analyzed ROS production and oxygen consumption rate of our in vitro models, and we interestingly found that in both cell lines, the MCJ overexpression led to an increase in ROS levels and oxygen consumption, as shown in Figure 7 and 8. Moreover, we measured the activity of respiratory chain complexes, and we found that the activity of complex 1, 2, and 3 is significantly higher when MCJ is overexpressed only in the chemoresistant cell lines. All this data lead us to the hypothesis that a mitochondrial ATC activity contribution in ROS production exists in the MCJ overexpressing cell models. Therefore, we suggest that this mitochondrial chaperonin may trigger the electron transport chain activity leading to an intracellular ROS accumulation. This high oxidative profile may in turn induce the downregulation of beta-catenin in its targets, switching off this oncogenic contribution and making the resistance line more sensitive to cisplatin treatment and less proliferative. Unraveling this MCJ-linked and mitochondria-related oncogenic mechanisms set the basis for further investigation that are still ongoing in order to shed light in a possible MCJ involvement in the mechanisms of chemo resistance through its mitochondrial bioenergetic impact. Thank you for listening. I'm available and happy to answer any question and suggestion. Thank you.